My name is Bronson Hermuth. I'm broadcasting from Music Row, Nashville, Tennessee. This is an interview with Jason Fitz. Jason, thank you for stopping by to visit with me.
I appreciate you having me.
Oh, man, we appreciate the Nashville Music Guy appreciates you doing this. Where are you from, Jason, and what year did you move to Nashville?
I'm originally from Las Vegas, but I moved around a lot as a kid, so I've kind of lived everywhere. And I came to Nashville just under 10 years ago. It's my 10-year anniversary.
I know your first instrument was the piano, and then you switched to violin at a very young age. Tell me about that and your first performances as a young musician.
When I was little, I wanted to take piano lessons, and they didn't have any teachers. So even though that's what I was trying to play, they couldn't help me. So they referred me over to the violin just to kind of hold me over, and I loved it. From the first time I played it, it was all I wanted to play. And
how old were you?
I was four.
4 years old.
And I knew when I was four that I was going to be a violinist for the rest of my life.
And I have to ask you something. Carnegie Hall?
Yeah.
10 years old?
I was really fortunate. I had great teachers and really supportive parents. And something like that doesn't happen unless a lot of people put you in a position to be successful. And I was very blessed to have that.
Talk about being a member of the Nashville String Machine and name some of the artists whose records you've played on.
The String Machine is awesome. I've never seen anything like it. They walk in and they sight read songs straight to record. You know, it's intense. It's the most education I've ever had, just playing these things on the fly. And you have to play it perfect because it's going straight down to tape. I've played on everything from Matchbox 20 to Alan Jackson and Josh Groban. I mean, it's really been an amazing experience because I've gotten to play in every genre. And I've gotten to learn. I got to learn more about myself as a player in the process.
Which do you prefer, performing live or in the studio, and why?
They're two totally different beasts. But as a performer, I prefer to be live. But as a writer, there's a thrill of being in the studio and watching your little babies come to life in front of you that just you can't explain.
You're a former member of the group Shiloh, and now you've struck out on your own and released your first solo album as an artist. Tell me about your new CD entitled Brand New.
Brand New's the most exciting thing I've ever done. I had the chance to write with a lot of different people when I left Shiloh and really find my voice and you know, find that sound that I think identifies me, and the record identifies me. I think there's parts of the record that are more rock, more aggressive when I first came out of Shiloh, and then the more recent stuff that was written is very sort of Keith Urban-y, happy, and you can see my life in the last year in that record. It's really amazing.
I was at your CD release party here last week at 12th and Porter. And you have a fantastic voice, great songs, a sizzling hot band. So is a tour to expose your new record in the works?
Well, first of all, thank you. later this year we'll start working sort of, I think, in this region to try and build a buzz here. And Shiloh was really blessed to have some great connections in L.A. So I'll reach out to them now that the record is done and just kind of take it one building block at a time.
What advice do you have for someone new to town that might help them find work as a musician in Nashville?
Put yourself out there. That's the biggest thing is you've got to get out there and get to know people on a personal level. There's a million great players in this town. There are 100 great fiddle players that I know. You get gigs and you get opportunities based on personal relationships more than anything. So you've got to get out there and really get to know people and get people to trust you as a person and a player.
Jason, thank you so much for stopping by. I wish we had more time. My column is so short.
Thank
I wish
you.
They'd give me two or three pages, man, because you could fill it.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Thank you for coming.